Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria, a news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network with your host and TV journalist, Victoria Gaither, and entertainment co-host, Michael Kay. Now, here's Victoria.
Well, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for taking the time to join me tonight on the show, At Home with Victoria. If, in fact, you are a first-time listener, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us this evening. At Home with Victoria is a news, entertainment, and information show where we try to, just provide you with the really good information, whether information you can use in your own personal life, information that can help a friend, or also information that could perhaps help you in your community. So with that said, I'm excited about who is going to be on our show tonight. This young lady, I had the opportunity to meet her at many events in Washington, D.C. within the gift and fundraising community. She is always there, lending a helping hand, trying to help out people. Rhonda is her name. Willingham is the president and founder of MensFit. It's a nonprofit organization. And basically, you know, she goes out there and has really become an advocate for men. She helps men who are out of prison, whether it's that they need clothing, whether they need information about getting a job, job development, housing, and all of those things. So when I found out that is what that she was doing and trying to make a difference in not only D.C., but the organization is also in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia, I thought, wow, for her to take the time to focus her attention on both of those cities that I know those services for men are certainly needed. I just applaud her. So I invited her on the show tonight to call in because she has a event taking place in D.C. I believe it's at Saks Fifth Avenue, and it's taking place on December the 1st. And she's very excited because the mayor of Washington, D.C. is going to be there, and a lot of other dignitaries and just your everyday folks that are coming to this fundraising event to try to help raise money for her nonprofit organization so that she can continue to do the work that she's doing for disadvantaged men in D.C. and also in Philadelphia. So while we wait for her to call in, I invite you to hang out with me inside the chat room. If you have any questions that you want to ask her, you can put the questions in the chat room. I promise you I'll get to them also. All of her information as well as the website is inside the chat room as well. And before we go ahead and get started with her while we wait for her to call in, I thought we would take a listen to a little bit of Kobe Cole. Many of you who listen to the show know that Kobe is a fantastic artist out of New York, so we'll go ahead and listen to one of my favorite songs from Kobe, which is called What More Can I Say?
I would do anything you'd say if you would just be mine. What more can I say? If you would just be mine. what more can I say? Anything I've got to give is not a lot to give. Baby, if I'm giving it to you, anything that's nice to give, I don't have to think twice to give. That's how much I love you, Daddy. That's how much I love you. I said that's how much I love you. That's how much I love you. One more can I say?
That's the beautiful voice of Kobe Cole. Kobe has been on At Home with Victoria many, many times. I always tell folks, if you're in New York or Philadelphia or even in D.C. and you've got an event, you've got to get Kobe there to sing. He just signed a major recording contract with a company in New York City. He loves to do nonprofit and community work. Besides his amazing voice, he's an amazing makeup artist, and he's very much into the spirit of giving and also a charity. So if you like his voice like I do, again, he's a big fan of our show, and he's been on here many, many times. Connect with me so I can tell you a little bit more about the wonderful voice of Kobe Cole. So I'm excited because I think our guest is on the line. As I mentioned to a few of you before, we are talking to Rhonda. Rhonda, again, I met at many functions in D.C., and of course, once I found out what type of work that she was doing, just to try to uplift men and encourage communities to do better for men, you know, she became a quick superstar in my eye. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and bring her on the line so we can learn more about her organization and also this event that she has coming up in D.C. Hello, Rhonda. Thank you so much for being here.
Hello, Victoria. Thank you so much for having me.
Is Kobe's voice not amazing? Did you hear any of his songs?
I heard. It's wonderful. And I also heard you mention Philadelphia, and Men's Fit has an office in Philadelphia, too. So that's good stuff.
Yeah, I know. And actually, because I saw that you were on the line, I made sure that I mentioned that because I thought if I do that, I could sort of give my own little hint that if you have a function up there, email me so we can get Kobe to come and do some and join you at one of those functions. But listen, so I was thinking about you all day today because, you know, everybody's out there doing their shopping. You know, there's a lot of people that want to give to charities and all that good stuff. And I always find that work that you do and charities that really help the sort of heart and soul of men, it's just like probably the best way I think that you can give. So how did you get started? I know the organization has been in existence for, what, 10 years now?
10 years. Yep, we've been in existence in Washington, D.C. for 10 years. We've been in Philadelphia for 4. And, you know, nothing profound, just an easy concept. Most organizations focus on women and children. We saw another need, men. And so we just kind of got out there on the internet to see if anybody was doing anything similar to what we do. We found out that no one was, and here we are 10 years later helping disadvantaged men return to work by giving them the professional interview clothing that they need to succeed on their interview which ultimately would land a job.
Yes, yes. And you and I both know that when you have that suit on, when you've got those shoes, you know, when you've got that fresh haircut, or whether it's for women, when you've got that nice suit and those heels and your hair's done and your makeup done, I mean, that really is sort of can be a deal breaker in a lot of occasions when you're out there looking for a job. And not only that, I think it just makes you feel better about yourself.
Absolutely. I mean, clearly the confidence level is just through the roof. You know, guys come in, they may come in their jeans or their khakis or whatever, but when they put that suit on and they put, like you said, the shoes, and they, you know, we help them with the accessory, the tie, the shirt, and everything is sort of pulled together, they feel like they can get the job. And many of them have said to us, you know, we've gone on interviews before, we weren't appropriately dressed, and so we, even though our skill set might have been the same, we just didn't feel that we would get the job, and thus they haven't. And so when they come through our doors and we suit them up and we give them some soft skills training as well, then, you know, they just feel like, yes, I'm going to do this, I can get the job, I feel good about me, and this is a fresh start or a second chance for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it was interesting, too, because, of course, I've known ever since I met you and through Jewel, I've known a little bit about the organization, but it really wasn't until about a week ago when I saw that you guys got this event coming up in D.C. that I really sat down, you know, with my tablet, and I looked at your website from beginning to end, to every single thing, that I really thought, wow, I mean, this is really, really good work that they do in the organization. And then I started thinking about, like, something that I feel like I would want to do to contribute besides media and sort of helping you get the word out. And I thought, you know, I have this incredible skill of speaking. You know, I do that for work, and this incredible gift of teaching people public speaking and interviewing skills. So I thought, I would love to be able to do that, some of your workshops, to donate my time in order to do something like that. So it probably doesn't even have to be monetary giving all the time. I mean, if there's a way like that I think I can help for people to give, I'm sure you would, you know, take that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. In addition to the clothing, I mean, obviously the clothing is, those people that have heard of Men's Fit, that's our sort of our claim to fame. But on the back end, we do offer, we have a significant career development workshop series, and one of the workshops within that series is what we call Interview with Ease, Tips and Techniques. So that mm-hmm. might be a way to sort of connect with us beyond donating suits, beyond the monetary donation, because we're always looking for facilitators to help build and promote that workshop as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm excited about that. So eventually, I'll be connecting with you to see, you know, when that opportunity comes along, when you do have those type of training classes to slip me in there for a day or two.
Absolutely.
I would so love to do that. And another reason why I thought about you today was because Thanksgiving morning, I went with my sister's church in D.C. to an organization called So Others Might Eat. And I've got to tell you, they were telling me that they do over about 800 and something people through there a day. And we got there at about 6:30 in the morning, and we were done at 9:30. But the people that actually came through those doors were not who I think people would consider the typical sort of homeless people that you see, like homeless people on the street that carry a cart.
Sure.
I mean, these were people that look like your everyday men and women that I see in
Absolutely.
Northwest or downtown D.C. walking to work, that, you know, had a briefcase, that had a coat on and all of that. So it was just interesting for me to get that perspective, because that face, I think, of what we consider to be homelessness, and you probably know this better than me, it, you know, that face has really changed in America.
Absolutely, and obviously we can attribute a lot of that to just the current economic status facing our nation. And some is one of our partners, so they refer clients to us.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, that was such a great experience. Like, that is also humbling, because I was telling my sister and the young lady from her church who organized that the flip side for me is that I've always been a television news reporter or the news anchor that has gone down there to do the morning news story on it. And, you know, versus the person that actually went there to serve and to be a part of it. And I literally was in the corner sobbing, you know, like, and I feel like I'm about to cry now because there were so many people,
Right. Right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, this kind of work just kind of pulls at the heartstrings. And it's, you know, because believe me, I have my days when I say, Lord, am I really supposed to be doing this? Is there something else that I'm supposed to be doing? But, you know, when I get the guy that calls me back and says, Miss Willingham, I got the job. And thanks to Men's Fit, I got the job because there were six other people competing for this particular job. But I was the only one that came dressed in a suit. And the employer had to make some sort of decision because everything else was equal. And so those are the things that kind of keep you going. It's like, okay, I am making a difference. I'm, you know, I have a passion to do this, and I'm making a difference in the community. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, we think that perhaps because there aren't as many programs geared towards men is because, you know, a lot of times mentally we say, well, you know, men, egos, pride, you know, they feel like they don't need any help, but they do need help. And you know, you know, men like to provide for their families, and so if we can give, you know what I mean. So if we can give them, you know, sort of a, as I always call it, a step up, not a handout, but a step up to get to the next level where they are now contributing members of society and able to take care of themselves and their family. Then at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. But you're right when you say that the kind of work that you do pulls at the heartstrings because, you know, that was a situation that I was in for, you know, no more than 3 hours, and I was literally just in the corner as I saw these men and women walk in there just sobbed because it was just so overwhelming in that sense. But it's an experience that I will never forget. And, of course, you know me, I had to find the executive director and talk to him about coming on the show and, you know, seeing what I can do to help them just because it's so personal for me. But let's talk about the event that you have coming up
so
the mayor of Washington, D.C. is going to be there. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, no, it's a great event. This is, just to give you a little background quickly, Victoria, Saks Fifth Avenue, Men's Store has been a supporter of ours for the last 4, 5, 6 years. And we try to do an event every year, and so we did this particular event last year, and so it's going on tomorrow, December the 1st, Thursday, from 6 to 8:30 at the Saks Fifth Avenue Men's Store at Mazza Gallery, and it's going to be an evening of shopping with refreshments and cocktails, and the mayor will be there. You know, he'll give a few brief remarks and, you know, sort of mix and mingle, do a little shopping, and a portion of the proceeds will then go back to Men's Fit. There'll also be a fashion show, and it'll just be a good time, a nice time to come together and sort of, you know, meet new people and shop and have a good time. So we are looking forward to it. We're excited about it, and so yeah, we're real excited.
And I can certainly say not only are you looking forward to it, but it seems like everywhere I turn on Facebook, because, you know, we have a lot of the same mutual friends, all of your other friends and everybody else is looking forward to it as well because they're talking about it.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. No, they definitely are. In fact, that was how I learned about the event. You know, as Facebook, the information streams down, it was somebody that I'm friends with through you that was talking about saying, hey, guys, make sure you get your tickets, and this is shopping for a good cause. And then your name came up. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, of course I need to click on and see what's going on with Men's Fit. And that was how I actually found out about it. Then I contacted you when I got excited about what it is that you're actually doing. Now, is it too late to get tickets? I know it's never too late to make donations.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
no, I mean, people can go online now, and if for some reason they're not able to do that, we'll take the donation at the door, and, you know, we'll give a $25 gift card to everybody who contributes to shop that evening.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, wait.
Right.
So you guys are giving people a $25 gift card. I thought that was going to go to the organization. I didn't know that.
No. It's a $50 donation for the event, and from the $50, we will then give you a $25 gift card.
Oh, very cool.
Cool, right? Because we want to encourage you to shop.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's definitely definitely a win-win situation for both parties involved. Unfortunately,
absolutely.
I was supposed to be in D.C., but my my dog, anyone that knows me knows that my dog, Abby, is like my kid, and she's been having some seizures. So we found out today that we think that she has a small tumor on her brain. So that's been quite devastating for me. Yeah, so that's been, I think I've been crying for about the past 2 days, but God is good, and I'll leave it in his hands. But we've got to take her to Gaithersburg to get a MRI so we can kind of see, you know, how big or small it is. But if anybody out there listening is a pet lover, no matter what type of pet you have, you know, pets sort of do become our family, and we've had her for 16 years.
Oh, wow.
It's been kind of, yeah. It's amazing because she's actually, in human years, 101 years old, if you can believe it, but she still has the stamina of somebody who's a puppy. So we've been, God really, really blessed us with her. So we want to get her better because we still, you know, feel like she still has time on earth that we want
sure.
her to be around. But I was saying that to say is that I will miss the event because of that, but I know everyone's going to post pictures on Facebook, so I'll feel like that I'm actually going to be right there. So I'm just excited for you. I'm glad I finally got a chance to get you on my show because I've been sort of asking you, and we finally got a chance to make it happen. But the last thing that I wanted to talk to you about is just the amazing spirit that people have in Washington, D.C. Every time I go speak or, you know, I'm on somebody's show or something and people talk about D.C., I always try to explain to people there's many facets of D.C. Of course, you've got the government. You've got Congress, you've got the White House, the president. You have, you know, these different Washington, D.C. is a place where, you know, you have communities where real people live there and real people, you know, support their communities. And one thing that I always say that D.C. people never talk about enough is what a giving community D.C. is. I mean, you and I both know on any given day in Washington, there's probably like 10 to 20 to 50 events taking place.
Absolutely.
And a lot of them are charity events. So can you speak
That's
to
right.
that? Because you're out there on the scene. You know this.
Hey, I say all the time, every cause known to man is in Washington, D.C. There's always an event that you can go to Monday through Friday. And the fact that, I mean, obviously, if there wasn't support for it, it wouldn't happen. So I think that speaks to, like you said, sort of the charitable community spirit that exists in the District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very much so. I always, when I have somebody like yourself on the show, I always have to make that a question because I just always want people, because I'm fortunate that our show is all over the U.S. and we have listeners in London and all over the place, but I always want people to know that there's so many other facets to D.C. besides sort of what you see on the news and all of that other stuff. Yeah. But listen, darling, thank you so much for taking the time to call in. I took up too
thank
much of
you
your time.
Thank you so much. No, this was great. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate that.
And you come back anytime. You know, you always have an open invitation. I'm the person to go to if you've got an event or even if it's something that you have going on that you want me to talk about on the show. I have shows pretty much every single week. Just drop me an email and say, hey, Vic, can you mention this on your show? And it's a done deal.
Wonderful, wonderful. I will let you know about the next event that we're planning for the next quarter. We're looking at just sort of a teaser. We're looking at doing some sort of a dating event around a social activity.
Oh, very cool.
So that should be pretty fun. Yeah. So we're still in the infancy stages of in terms of planning and concept, but that's what we're looking at doing sometime between January and March. So.
And that's one thing, too, that I like about what you guys do. You always have something fun to do, you know. It's kind of, you know, it's never too serious that you think, oh, man, I don't feel like going to that. You know, it's something fun.
Right, exactly. And we like to do that. I mean, we've gotten sort of a reputation of having fun events, and, you know, that's great. So I'm looking forward to sort of continuing that in 2012.
Well, listen. Thank you so much, and I will see all the pictures and talk to you soon and follow you on Facebook like I always do anyway. God bless, and I just love the work that you do.
Thank you so much, and happy holidays.
Okay, thank you so much to you too as well. So all the information about the MenFit is on inside the chat room or ZFIT, MenFit, Rhonda said, still you can go to the event tomorrow. They still have tickets. You can go ahead and pay at the door. It's at Saks Fifth Avenue. The men's store is one of their big sponsors that has been with them, she said, for the last, 5 to 6 years. Make a donation, and you make a donation, you get a $25 gift certificate there at Saks. So I think that's not a bad deal. You know, you give a little, and they actually give a little as well. And just remember, all the money for that goes to the organization Men's Fit, where, you know, they basically help support men. And as she said, it's not a handout, but it's a step up. And especially in today's economy, I mean, all of us need some type of help. So if you are thinking about donating this shopping holiday season, perhaps instead of buying somebody a gift, I know in different families, including in my family, sometimes instead of we buy each other gifts, you know, we may decide that we want to donate something to a charity. So I put my stamp of approval on Men's Fit, so I think that you should give to them. Or, you know, like in my case, we were talking about that they also have other training programs. So, you know, I would love to be able to go there and coach and talk to the men about public speaking and, you know, shaking hands and sort of basic skills that you need for an interview. So if you've got any kind of skills and you're interested in doing that, then I'm sure you can find all the contact information on the website. And, you know, just, you know, think about it. I think it's wonderful that they do so much. And also the organization is not only in D.C., but also they have a branch in Philadelphia as well, which is very cool. So while we are on the topic of giving, Lisa, who is visiting with us inside the chat room, Lisa Renee Brown. Lisa, call in if you want to. I still have a few more minutes. Lisa is actually talking about how she's posting Men's Fit, all the information on her Facebook pages and all of her websites, and how she's excited about the organization as well. I know, Lisa, that Men's Fit is one of those organizations, and once you actually sit there and you look at the website, you read the mission statement, you read all the work that they do, it's kind of hard not to get excited about what Rhonda is doing with the organization. And obviously it's successful because she's been there and she's been doing it for 10 years. She's not only in D.C., but again, she also has expanded to Philadelphia as well. So I'm hoping that when she has an event in Philly, I can get our friend Colby Cole to volunteer his time and maybe go over there and do entertainment for her, because you guys know how much I love Colby, and he does have an amazing voice. So again, don't forget to Google the information, Men's Fit. Go to the event if you're in D.C. It starts at 6 o'clock, December the 1st. You can say hi to the mayor of Washington, D.C., other local dignitaries, and just regular folks like you and I are going to be there to support the program. And, again, I just cannot say enough about it. And, of course, I'm doubly happy about it because now I know that they also are in do a little connection work with it so others might eat. And that was the organization that I had the privilege, the humbling privilege of serving breakfast Thanksgiving morning on Thanksgiving Day. And that's something that we do in our family. We try to, you know, do something for somebody else on Thanksgiving Day. So I know many of you guys and your families also do that too. So I think this may be Lisa who's calling. And Lisa, if this is you on that 443, just let me know inside the chat room, and then I'll go ahead and get you on. I had mentioned talking about Lisa before. Lisa just opened just became a rep with Avon. So, Lisa, now that I'm thinking about that, if you have anything that you can somehow give to the men or something through Avon, then, you know, make sure you let us know. Lisa, wasn't that such a wonderful interview? Did you get a chance to take a look at the website?
Yes, I did. I think it's really super, but I love the concept that it's a community thing for men, because there's always a focus on women, but men, they get displaced too, and it just covers all the bases. It's really wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what Rhonda was saying, that when they sat down to do this and sat down, they thought, you know, there are so many services out there for women, there's services out there for children, but there really weren't really no services out there for men. So, like I said, I just applaud her and what she's doing. So you've got this Avon thing going. So I already, since I was the first person to write on your wall, I already signed on to Avon, got my account, then I got all the way through and I was trying to find your name and hit a snag, but you've corrected that, so I have thus since found you. So tell us all about that, because one thing I love about Avon, especially, Lisa, when it comes to around the holiday time, you can get some really, really good makeup and skincare for inexpensive prices, and the quality is good.
Absolutely. Actually, on my page, on my regular page, I posted two links for under $5 deals and under $10 deals, and they're wonderful products and really good deals, but I even went in and found a bunch of things for a dollar or even under a dollar, and I got like 10, 20 of each for stocking stuffers, or what I'm going to do as a representative, just put them in bags for samples or whatever, you know. But,
that's a good idea.
And also for the men's line and just for the whole family. I've always loved Avon. I used to sell it years ago before the internet, and it was face-to-face, but I love is now you have the internet. People can do it at the convenience of sitting in their jammies on the couch, or I can still come to your door, but hopefully you're not in your jammies, you know.
Actually, I must confess, I have to say, because, you know, Abby has been sick, so it has been a long night for us, a long day. So when I got her home from the doctor this evening, I literally put a pair of, like, pajama sweatpants on and a top, and I literally went down to the office to go to work. So I kind of am, but I'm kind of not. But you know what? I'm looking inside my my Avon account, and what I just put inside my bag that I love is the Glazewear lip gloss. And apparently I did not know this until I, you know, kind of was fumbling around the website, but that is the number one best-selling lip gloss in America.
I've been using it for over, I think it's been around 10 years. It has the greatest smell. It doesn't get funky. It stays fresh for the longest time. And for a gloss, it's not like your typical gloss back in the day, you know, that was all sticky and gooey. It goes on a nice sheer color, and your lips, it has butter in it or something. It's really wonderful stuff. And
yeah.
I know they're my favorite, too. I stock up on them all the time.
Well, and I have to tell you, for $2.49, I mean, you would be kind of crazy not to stock up on them. I mean, I was just at your, you know, regular CVS, sort of Walgreens store, and you can get lip gloss or even lipstick there. I was actually thinking the other day, it's like anywhere from $9 to $11. And I remember thinking, when did lip gloss and lipstick at CVS and Walgreens get to be this expensive? You know, back in the day, you could run into a store like that and grab some lip gloss or lipstick for, you know, $2 or $3, and that was it. But now, I mean, it's almost equivalent as if you're going to one of your major stores like Saks that we were talking about, or Macy's, or Nordstrom, or to the MAC counter and pay $15 or $25 for a tube of lipstick, which I think is weird.
Absolutely. And what I love about it, too, I mean, they have the old standbys, like your Care Deeply or your Dew Kiss. They're like a dollar a tube, and they work in a pinch. I mean, they're not glamorous, but functional, you know. So,
my mother faithfully loves Avon's skin cream. So the hand lotion, Lisa, I've got to tell you, literally, if you go to my mom's house right now and you open up this little bin that she has, the same thing that you're talking about, how when you see that stuff for a dollar and stuff. I mean, she has collected so many of those over the years that anytime, like, she needs a gift or to put together a gift basket, all we do is go inside this, it's like a bin, and open it up. And basically, I can grab, like, a handful of stuff and put it in and make a little gift bag and give it away. But she swears by the hand cream. And one day, I had some event in Washington, and my hands looked horrible. And she said, use some of the Avon hand cream. And I had never used it before. Make a long story short, that's the hand cream that I like.
Pardon?
Yeah. I was saying, make a long story short, Avon hand cream is the only hand cream that I like to use.
Yeah. It's They got the Nutura. They've got all the old brands that have been around forever because they work. I mean, it's really cool. It's like a time capsule when you go back and you still find brands that you remember from 30 years ago or your grandmother or your mother, you know, like you used to use. And that tells you that the products are that popular or that the quality is good, too, because they've been around for so long, you know.
Yeah, no, you're definitely right. I very much agree with you on that. And since we have a couple of minutes left, I do want to thank you, Lisa, and also everybody who's been emailing me and texting and calling me and posting on my Facebook page about Abby. I promise you I won't get emotional and break down on you. If I do, you have to finish the show for me. You've listened to it and produced in a chat room enough to be able to finish it for me, so I won't worry about that. But Abby started, shaking, and it was kind of like a little shake here and a little shake there, nothing that was too alarming. And then the past 4 or 5 weeks, the shakes got to be, really, really rough. And yesterday afternoon, she was shaking so bad that literally she fell down and she couldn't stand up. And kind of like if you take a fish out of water, how they flap and wobble around. That's exactly what she was doing. So she was just having some serious seizures. So we finally got her to the pet ER, and they got her stable. And we seemed to think, which I thought in the back of my mind, but sometimes, you know, you don't want to say it, but I kind of knew it, that she has a tumor on her brain. So our next stop is there is an amazing doctor who deals with animals, especially dogs and cats, and he's like considered a neurosurgeon for dogs and cats. He's in Gaithersburg, Maryland, so we're going to make an appointment to see him to get an MRI, because that'll give us a pretty good idea of what we're dealing with, you know, if it's something small or if it's something that's large that's really causing her to seize up like she's doing. So she's downstairs, and she's doing good. She's eating, so that's a good sign, and they gave us some meds to put her on anti-seizure medicine to kind of help with the shakes and all of that stuff. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed and pray that once we take a look at the MRI scan, which, by the way, I had no idea that they did them for pets anyway, so all of this is kind of new to me, that, you know, we're hoping for a very successful outcome.
So we're all praying for you, you know that.
Yes, I do. I definitely do know that. But in any event, so if anybody's interested, so go ahead and help Lisa out, or, you know, I know you ladies use Avon. I mean, pretty much probably most women in America have tried it before, or they use it in their beauty routine. So this is new for Lisa. So, you know, go ahead, and if you're interested and you're not friends with her on Facebook, just email me on Facebook, or I'll post her link on my wall. And that way, because the idea is that if we go to your account, you'll get credit for it, right, Lisa?
Right. But actually, you can link them to it's the Lisa Renee Independent Avon Representative, and that's my page.
Okay. Well, I'm actually copying and pasting that, and I'm just going to put that on my wall right now. But listen, I'm so glad you called in and that we had some extra time. So when I saw you on Facebook, I thought, man, I hope Lisa calls in, because I'm talking about holiday shopping and she's got Avon that she's doing. Yeah, so that would really work well with the topic at hand tonight. So, darling, thank you so much for calling in, and I'll keep everybody posted on Facebook. And now that you're an Avon person, whenever we do fashion and makeup and all that good stuff, you've got to come on and join the conversation and be a part of it, especially if Avon's got any kind of new campaigns coming out. You've got to let us in on it and tell us about it.
Absolutely, Vic. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate your company, okay? We're going to listen to Kobe and then call it a night.
All right. Love you.
Love you, too. Everybody, that's my good friend, Lisa Renee. So her information right now I am posting on my wall. So if you are interested, check it out, and make sure if you buy, do it under Lisa's name, because, again, we want her to get the credit for it. So there, I just posted that on Facebook. And also, I know Lisa put it inside the chat room, but I will go ahead and put it inside the chat room as well. And I see that we've got had some guests in and out this evening. I want to thank you guys. So for those of you that came later, Rhonda was on the show. She was with us for about 20 minutes and talked about the organization. So if you were here to listen to her tonight and you missed that, you can always download the show on iTunes. You can listen to it on your iPod or just from this site, and you're more than welcome to listen to it again. And again, the event that Rhonda was on to talk about for a Men's Fit takes place tomorrow at Saks Fifth Avenue. Starts at 6 o'clock, Mazza Gallery in Northwest D.C. You can still get tickets. You can just get tickets at the door. So you donate $50, they will give you a $25 gift certificate to Saks Fifth Avenue. So I think that is a win-win. So I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen tonight. Thank you so much. And I guess we'll end with Kobe again. Let's see. We started with Kobe. Maybe we'll end with Martha Burns, one of my favorite songs from her. We'll do Hold On. Good night, everybody.
I'm really close to the edge. I know if I take one more step, I will cross the line. In this place, I am safe. The other side will test my fate. The stars are aligned. Hold on, hold on. Just when you think your heart could break apart, hold on, hold on. You feel like your hope is gone, the addiction is so strong. But you gotta hold on. Confusion taking hold, so many things that I don't know. I'm grabbing at straws. Lost in a permanent night, but I will put up a good fight, even if I lose the war. Hold on.
With Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.